At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Hello once again, friends. Welcome in to the Eric Zane Show podcast. The daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures from right here in the Impact Power Sports Studio. Impact Power Sports. You can find them online at impactpowersportsmi.com. Great team over there to get you into a Yamaha golf cart in beautiful Rockford, Michigan. Perhaps an ATV, UTV, motorcycle, e-bike. Nick in the arena has purchased all of these products from our friends at Impact Power Sports. He swears by them. Thank you so much for being here. Yesterday, I got a notification on Twitch, and it said, "Hey, EZ, the Boomer Bunker is live." I go, "Oh, I wonder what these folks are doing." It's been a while since I saw my friends over at the Boomer Bunker. Now, last thing I remember about the Boomer Bunker is I had a outrageously fun time doing the Fat Fuck Summit. Like, that was the last interaction I had with John Jamingo. And him and I are close friends. And so I said, all right, let's get after it. So the way we do it is like bust each other's balls. And Kate loves that. So I was making all sorts of horrible comments about them, and they were laughing and having a great time with it. And one of the comments that I didn't send, but I was close to sending, I actually ripcorded when I wrote, what was it again? Having sex with Kate is probably like sticking your dick into warm paint. But I decided against it. So I wanted to make sure that I threw it out there now on this show. They were having a good time. And then after some, I made some horrible comments. And I kept referencing how Kate's husband is Paul Creer, who is a councilman, a Republican councilman in Stafford Township, New Jersey. And she does not want the world knowing that her husband is a Republican councilman in this pretty well-populated area of New Jersey, because that's weird if, you know, he's a political figure and his wife is on there on this anti-Semitic, horribly discriminatory show talking vile MAGA shit all the goddamn time. But whenever I'm on there, I always make it a point to reference that Kate's husband is that dude. And the audience would love, in Stafford Township, would love to know that Kate's the husband of a local county commissioner, whatever the fuck he is, councilman. So then I was busy doing that. And then, but they were ready for me because they had this. It was a great retort. They had a graphic made of my deceased mother. So after I was like attacking them and insulting everybody and making fun of fucking boring Dean for jacking off horses and all that other shit, all that stupid Zaniac bullshit, somebody hit a button and a graphic comes on the screen, and it's an image of my mom from heaven. And it says something like, "Eric, you have to do better," or something like that. I was like, "Oh, what the fuck?" So I was like, that's impressive, actually. Rebecca says you need to find the Stafford Township Facebook page and start advertising about Kate and her husband on there. That is a great idea. Stafford Township, New Jersey Facebook page. Oh, my God. All right, there it is. There it is. So we can just go to there. And in between the announcements of join us for the 4th annual Green Fair in Stafford, Township of Stafford is proud to be a part of the New Jersey Coastal Coalition. Happy International Joke Day. Job openings, water and sewer department. We can put announcements that here, a local councilman, Paul Creer's wife on the Boomer Bunker. That's awesome. That's a great idea. If any of you want to do that, you're more than welcome to it. I'm just going through the pictures here. These are some of the locals that are enjoying the meeting. Yeah, seems to be a good time. I wonder if we can actually get a picture of Kate's husband, Paul, doing his work. He's got kind of like light colored hair. All right. Well, anyway, he's a great guy, and his wife is awesome. So there you go. That sounds like a good time, to be sure. Rebecca says, stir that pot. Just leave messages on all their posts. Oh, of course. Of course I'm going to do that. Amy says to Rebecca, you really do want to see the world burn to the ground, don't you? She says, I'm feeling spiteful. She is like me, Rebecca. You know, she remembers jersey numbers. In fact, dare I say, if anything ever happens to Pooh Bear, I'm going to go, you know, if Pooh Bear gets caught in a meat grinder, I'm going to go and steal Rebecca from Jeremy because we're so alike. We can just sit around all day and attacking one another. And attacking people in general. Kidding. I'm not stealing anybody. All right. So that was part of my evening last night. Thanks so much for being here. We have a Who Are These Free Beers show that will commence Wednesday at 6 p.m. Followed by the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. I'm accumulating clips right now. And it should be a good time. Even though the show is off for the week, there's plenty of stuff that we can get. Tophus says, Boring Dean jacked off a horse. Yeah, I don't know that for sure. All I know is that Boring Dean has a sister. And she's very sweet. And she actually ran for governor of the state of Michigan. And her name is Donna. I think her name is Donna. Anyway, she's very, very nice. And she owns a bunch of land with her husband, and they've got some cheddar. They're a little cash heavy. And Dean, for a period of time, was minding the animals. They've got some horses. And then we had that big falling out. And after we had that falling out, Dean's sister reached out to me. And she goes, I had to fire Dean. I was like, oh, boy. Now, I didn't ask if he was actually jacking off horses. But she indicated that there was some rocky moments between those two. And I go, well, that's, she goes, yeah, as you know, he never knows when to quit or clit. He doesn't know what a clit is, and he doesn't know when to quit. I see that John is in the chat. Our world-famous pal, John, from the Boomer Bunker, and he is logged in on YouTube. You probably can't see it, but he says, I plan on going to your wife's school and spamming their page with your nonsense. You should just try being funny and entertaining like the Boomer Bunker. Okay, if you insist. So glad you're here, John. Last I heard, last time I spoke to John, again, we had so much fun during the Fat Fuck Summit, and I haven't heard from him. So I don't know why he's so attacking. I mean, every time I turned around, John is attacking me. So I figured that yesterday I would return the favor. And I showed up there and insulted him numerous times and insulted Kate. And that was awesome. And then the hilarious thing, and I stand by it, it was very, very funny, to show the image of my deceased mother saying, "Eric, you got to do better," or some shit like that. I was like, oh, well, that's fucking brilliant. You're not going to be able to offend me. Showing images of my beloved deceased mother is going to make me smile, because if that's the route that you have to go, I mean, I'm here for it. So have at it. He says, "You haven't heard from me because you blocked me everywhere." Yeah, I don't know. All I know is I'm looking at you right now, so I don't know what your problem is. I don't know why. How could you possibly call me a pussy? That is ridiculous. I'm anything but. So welcome. I'm so glad you're here. When can I be back on the show? I tell you what, we can do a cross promote show. It'll be myself and you and Kate. And then you can come on my show and I can be on your show to talk to your audience, which is significantly larger than mine. I mean, you got that going for you. At the end of the day, I can't sit there and say that your show is shittier than mine, because it's much better. You have a larger audience. You have surpassed me in talent and ability. And I mean, I can say what I want about Kate having a loose vagina, but at the end of the day, she has become a potent talent in the podcast broadcast industry. So, Jesus Christ. So anyway, John, welcome to you. And Cole says he needs to come over to Twitch. We can't see his comments. Okay, yeah, I don't know why he's not doing that. He's only on YouTube right now. I don't know. Maybe he's banned from Twitch. I have no idea. Now, I'm not in charge of a lot of the bannings. I have a full staff of people that do that. Kate says, John says, "Kate won't bother with you, but anytime you want, big guy." So I can be on the next show? I can be on the next show. All right. Thank you. Please send me a link and we can do it. I think that would be so much fun. Well, I don't know what we're going to talk about. So whatever you want to talk about. Do you want to call me right now? You can call me. I think I still have your number. But it went from like blue text to like green text. So I don't know. I've got you saved under, I thought it was Jizmongo. No, there you are. I'll call you right now.
Your call cannot be completed at this time.
Okay.
Please try again later. En este momento
no se puede realizar. I had your number. You must have, I don't know, maybe you didn't pay the cricket bill or whatever. Tofa says, "You aren't banned. I can see you typing." Everybody can see what you're saying on the screen here. There you go. Outstanding. What happened? It was ringing and then it hung up. God damn it. John Bukanas. John Bukanas line.
Hey, hang on. Let me turn this off. So it can... You're banned. You banned me from Twitch because you're such a sissy pussy. You can't handle shit. That's your problem.
Why don't you use the name Bukanas? That's an excellent name.
Because you can't even say it. It's not Buchanan. It's Buchanan.
Oh, well, there we go. Well, it looks like Buchanan.
Well, I used it for 10 years, and then a person that I podcast with said one day, she says, hey, here's John Domingo. And I said, well, Domingo's a hell of a plus. Why don't you use Zutterman or whatever the fuck your name is?
Well, Buchanan is better.
Or, no, it's not.
Or Buchanan.
Domingo is a much better name.
It has a good alliteration. I mean, you're stuck with it now, but I was just curious why you didn't. I mean, Zaitunian is hard to say, but Buchanan is not.
Okay. Well, it's the first time you've ever said it right, so you get my point.
Well, it's because you told me. I mean, all you have to do is on the first show say, hey, I'm John Buchanan. And then everybody's going
to
know it.
You don't talk to me because you banned me because you're such a sissy.
How could you possibly be banned? You're right here. You're right there. Everybody's reading your comments. Everybody's seeing what you're saying.
You can't handle when someone comes back at you. You just can't handle it.
That doesn't make any sense. I'm talking to you right now.
I know, because you must be really content starved, and you're dipping all the way back into the boomer bunker now, and your old fans that left you and came over to our show, and we have a great time over there.
You
so
do. I mean, I have to say, I mean, yeah, all the making fun, considering the capable audience that you have now, I mean, you can't really argue with it.
Listen, I've taken all the people that you've cast out. Kate, I've made her a fantastic podcast co-host. Mike Pellerito, he's in the back end as a producer, putting sound drops in and doing that. Bud Vugger, who I don't even know if you know who that is, he gives me episode art. Matter of fact, last night's episode art from the Boomer Bunker, the title of it is Flicking the Bean to Dean, where we made the
You got Dean, too. Don't forget Dean.
Yeah, Dean's over there. Queen of the Forest is laying in bed with the covers over her head with a vibrator, and you're sitting there like a cuck, and she's yelling, oh, Dean. See, that's the episode art that we make. You know what I mean?
So what
a blast over there.
Did you ever find out why Dean's sister fired him?
Well, no, not really. But I'll tell you what. Here's the one thing about Dean. He left that job. He's in a better job now, makes more money, has benefits. And also, that was the best thing she ever could have done for him.
So are they like, because she made it seem like there was a personal problem between them.
Well, of course, that's what you do, too. You do the same thing. When somebody leaves because you've been an ass, then you make it all about that.
So you're on Team Dean, then. You're not on Team Dean's sister.
I don't know Dean's sister.
She's really nice. You know, she ran for governor, actually.
Yeah.
She's wonderful. Yeah. She's very sweet. She reached out to me after she fired him.
Mm-hmm.
And,
so let me ask you this. So what's your big deal with why do you have to dock somebody? That's my question to you. Why do you have to go? And, you know, we're over here having a good time podcasting. We got a small show. I mean, thank you very much saying that our show is bigger than you. It's probably not. Probably about the same size show as you have right now. We're just over having fun, and you can't stand that. You can't stand the fact that we're having fun, so you got to go over there and try to ruin it. Why is that?
I don't know. I just thought maybe you'd want some more people to tune in to the big show.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's what we want.
You know? What's wrong with getting a few more butts in the seats? You know, you got to help spread the word.
Hey, listen, we have a great time with what we do.
I'm not disputing that. That's.
And why do you have to be such a child where you want to go out and ruin somebody's relationship?
How in the what?
Fuck with their income. Why would you want to do that?
There is, first of all, it's not doxing if the info is publicly available.
I understand that.
So you got to take that back.
Well, you can't. I watched it today. You went over there and you turned your minions loose on the Facebook page.
Oh, that's silly. Nobody's going to do that. Come on now.
We can do that. We can go. I can go after your advertisers. I can go after all that stuff.
Go after them? What do you mean? What do you mean go after them?
I can go after your advertisers. I can make it hard for you to make a living. You want me to do that?
So
we can do that.
So wait a minute. So that means you call them up and then what do you do? I mean,
I just say, oh, my God, I can't believe, you know, I lied like you do. And I say, hey, listen, you know, I got to, Eric Zane, you support what he says? You support what he does? I can make it really uncomfortable for you.
Well, isn't it weird, though, that
wouldn't it be easy to get by that if let's say Joe Blow advertiser calls and says, "Hey, I got a call." I could just play him this.
Sure.
And just say, "Yeah, he's just up to it," and they'd go, "Oh, okay." And then that would be it. But you just, because if you wouldn't have said anything just now, that might have been like a viable option.
Well, see, I'm not the kind of person you are. I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't tell my people to do that. I don't want to hurt you.
You just said you were going to do it. You just wait a minute.
I said I could. I asked you if you wanted to do that. I said I can do that too.
I don't want you to do that. I don't want them to do that. I only want to do that.
Again, I don't even understand what. Okay, let me ask you this question. What did Kate do to you that makes you want to go do this? She's the nicest person in the world. What made you want to do that?
What makes you want to have her?
She's an amazing co-host. You had all this talent all around you. You didn't even know it. I've taken all your castaways and used them to make my show 5 times better than what it was.
Alan writes, "Easy, tell him to call you a liberal-ass cunt. I swear it's the same guy." I don't know what that means.
I don't know either. I don't know. Listen, we have different opinions in politics. I'll give you that.
No, we don't. Right? No, we don't.
And we have, and you know what? I said this before. We actually do agree on a lot more than we disagree with.
I agree with everything.
And I have no ill will towards you. I don't.
Nor do I.
I listen to your show once in a while, you know, as I go and I listen to your show. You hear me? I was talking yesterday when you came on. I said, "Oh, yeah, you had a Facebook fight the other day." You know I still listen. But you won't let me be in your chat because I guess I offend the sense.
You're right here. Everybody's reading.
You have a fan from Twitch. Don't tell me you have people doing it. You do it.
Look, at the end of the day, everybody's seen you. You got the spotlight on you right now. Everybody's going to look you up and they're going to be like, "Oh, wow, this is cool. Racist shit. I love it." And then away they go. I mean, what the hell? What else can I do? How can I help?
What is racist that I do?
Well, I don't know. I'm just making... It says here, "Easy banned John from all of Twitch." Damn, he's got power. Yeah, that's ridiculous. No,
from your show.
I am a low man. I do not have Twitch clout.
You stop it. You went in and I can't use your chat anymore.
What was the inspiration for my mom... The picture of my mom saying, "Eric, do better." That was fantastic.
That was one producer, Mike Pellerito. He is so talented that I didn't even know how talented he was until one day he said, "I would love to go in the back, you know, be in the back end of your show."
Yeah.
Right. Just drop sound effects and put stuff up.
He tried that with me, too. That's he's got his claws into you now. Now you're stuck with him.
Yeah. You're damn right I'm stuck with him. I got my claws into him. I'm not letting him go. He makes the show funnier.
Outstanding.
He drops it, stops the show with laughter.
Are you going to go to the We Hate Eric Zane party this summer at Mike's farm or compound?
I have to be honest with you. My body, like your dick, doesn't work much.
Okay.
Anymore.
All right.
So I can't make the trip out there. But I would if I could. And I would show up at that place that where you are frog cook at. And I would come and hang out with you. Because I'm not afraid of you.
Nobody's afraid of me. Are you kidding me? Good God. I cannot. You give me a lot of weird credit. I don't understand. You're acting like I run Twitch. You're saying that you're not scared of me like anyone is. It's very odd to me.
Well, you do funny things. Like when someone takes your Facebook page where you're having a yard sale and shares it with a group of people, you call the cops on them and you send the cops to their house.
Oh, God. You wouldn't believe how many times I've called the cops.
So then we get the 911 call. Thank you, Mike Pellerito. And then we play it and we make a fun bit. You know how you always say, "Who are these this? Who are these that?"
Right, right.
We have a segment called "Who Are These Nitwits?" And then I do with the funny stuff that you do.
By the way, Pellerito shared that with Free Beer and Hot Wings, that bastard. And they got to listen to it, and they reference it with thinly veiled references. They don't actually come out and say it. And I don't know why they don't, because that would be outstanding. But They've got their hands on it, and they like throw a reference out that I have thin skin, and that seems to be the going joke these days.
Mm-hmm. I just wish you would reference my show the way it should be referenced. We are a show that does dark humor. We make fun of everybody, including ourselves.
Well, there you go. You're doing it right now. Why do you complain so much?
Well, because you make it sound out like I'm some big giant racist and a homophobe. And
well, yeah, you kind of are. I mean, come on.
I'm not a racist. I mean, we make fun of racial stereotypes. Sure we do. Like we used to do back in the day.
Yeah.
We haven't left the 80s.
Okay.
We're stuck in the 80s.
Tophus, that's a nickname, says John is creating a problem out of nothing. He also projects his own garbage onto everyone else. He says John has thin skin. He says that jokes like that are not okay.
Sure they are. If he doesn't like it, that's okay. Jokes like that are fine.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Well, yeah, that's why I'm trying to spread the word to the people in Stafford Township. It's okay. You just said it.
That's what you're doing. That's what you're doing.
What's the problem? You just said it's okay.
Listen, stop trying to hurt people financially. You want to talk about what we do on the podcast and talk about how we suck on a podcast and from the podcast, fine. But when you bring people's personal lives in it and dock it,
Not docking. Docking is like giving out like addresses and phone numbers, you ding dong. You know that.
You're trying to get somebody canceled. You're trying to get somebody fired. That's what you're trying to do.
Oh, that's ridiculous. Come on now.
You know you are. Come on. Now you're just lying.
I have never lied to my audience or you ever in my life. There is no one alive that can say that I have ever lied about anything.
You should be struck by lightning right now for that one. All right, listen. I got things to do, but I appreciate the time on your show. But, why can't we just bury the hatchet?
Of course. It's been buried. I don't know what the problem is. Everybody loves me.
As long as you don't come over and start putting personal information in our chat, you're welcome in our chat. We haven't stopped you. You got a ban hammer last night because you started putting people's personal information in the chat.
It's not personal. It's not personal. It's not personal.
It is personal.
It's God damn it. If you look it up, it's right there.
Be an adult, will you? That's all I got to say.
All right. Well, we'll talk to you very soon. This is fucking fantastic. We have rekindled this budding love affair and friendship. I want everybody to go listen to the Boomer Bunker and hear these cool takes.
Yep.
And away we go. Hey, give my best to Kate. I know she loves me, and she's looking good.
Yeah. Oh, hold on. Wait a minute. What'd she say? Oh, she says, fuck you, Eric. But okay. We'll work on it.
All right. Tophus says, he writes, I'll watch your show later and tell you how much you suck. And then okay. Chris says, why did you kill Bob?
Bob's alive and well. Matter of fact, Bob had a great joke last night in the chat. I don't know if you got banned before you saw it. You were in there, and Bob says, hold on. Eric's going to write a joke. Fantastic.
I wasn't actually listening. I was just making the comments.
Okay. Hey, we'll see what you do. Listen every once in a while. You might like it.
No, it's horrible.
All right, Eric. Listen, it's nice chatting with you. Nice catching up with you, buddy.
All right, Buchanus. Buchanus, thank you.
You're welcome.
See ya.
Bye.
All right, he's a moron. Look at all these folks. Like, oh my God, is he on Spotify? I don't know. I have no idea. Tophus says, where is John's shit show? And calls him a fucking idiot. Truth be told, I don't want to have to answer any questions from anybody, So he's right. Leave Kate alone. She's got enough problems every day when she looks in the mirror. So I'm not going to make any more problems for her.
All right. I think I can get her back into my fold. I think that audience is secretly going to come around back to your old pal, EZ. Maureen is here. Boomer Bunker is back on Twitch, so they have turned it around. They would get banned from time to time, and I don't know why. Tophus says Boomer Bunker was never banned. He probably actually is banned right now, which, to be honest with you, I don't even know how to unban. I think I got to go into the back end of Twitch. I'm all thumbs with this shit. So he does another podcast called Brand X Podcast, I think. So he logs in on YouTube with that and makes the comments, and they show up on the screen. All right. You won't see it in the stream chat off to the side, but they will show up on the screen. But I got to unban him. I mean, this is important shit. I need all the audience I can get here. John's show has surpassed mine in popularity. Maureen knows. She's a fan. She writes Mondays and Thursdays at 6 p.m. on Twitch. All right. Tophus says he has 26 subscribers on YouTube. Well, it's building. It's building. You know, it takes... Rome wasn't built in a day. But I really think it's funny, though, that you hear all the racist shit on there. And, well, I told you about Kate. I mean, come on now. If I'm her husband, I'm like, shut the fuck up. Maureen says, no, I'm not a fan. I just looked it up. I haven't listened to that in forever. Chris K says it's nice to see Stalkerito has a new obsession. Mike in Western Massachusetts says LMAO, my band's page has more. Alan says, easy. I swear to God, he's the guy that left the angry voicemail for Carl. No, that's true. John was featured, on Who Are These Podcasts years ago because of a rant. And that's how I was first exposed to him. I think he was exposed to me through Who Are These Podcasts, eventually came around here. And then we would share audience on this show. And then after the great Zaniac Exodus, where there was like a dozen people who... I actually exiled. I said, I don't want you around here. You're all fucking weirdos. I'm not into the group sex. I don't want to have group. And after I said, I don't want to have group sex with you, shit got really off the rails. All of a sudden, I'm hated. Dean would show up at my house with his dick out on the front lawn. And that was weird. So I called the cops on him. Then they said, all right, he's having a yard sale. Let's go have sex with everybody at the yard sale. And they had a Facebook page called Fat Ugly Swingers or some shit. And that they posted that. And then the next thing I know, I see that. I call the cops. Pellerito, he's a psychopath, gets a goddamn 911 call, 911 call. And then, boom, I'm all over the place. And then Pellerito makes friends with Greg and Chris, sends a 911 call, and then those assholes, they don't play it, which would have been fucking great. Rather, they like make the thin veiled references. So this all kind of ties in together. This is great. So this is all, I don't know any of this is going on. On a lark, I show up yesterday, attack. And by the way, Kate and I go way back. She was part of that great Zaniac Exodus. Badger says, you need to play that call on here. I don't have it. I don't have access to the call. Bob would have, or John would have to send me the goddamn call. I'm sure they play it every week. But yeah, just on a whim, I went over to there yesterday and started picking on them. Then I see my deceased mother. Good God. When the Zaniacs left, that was a crazy time. In fact, if you want to go back to that on the Patreon, I believe that that is show number 862. We're now approaching 1600 there on Patreon. And it just so happens that Adam Balboa recently just happened to look that up and found it. And he says, hey, I just found it. And I wrote, found what? He says, when you told Mike and Andrea to fuck off, and my favorite quote of, do you or any more of you fucking assholes want to ask me any questions? Oh, my God. Yeah, it was a great time. And then after they all left, they then went to John's show because it was already kind of weird because they were kind of dominating the chat, all these retarded audience members. So it was good to finally get rid of them because now we've got a chat that is, you know, it's a better atmosphere around here, especially recently. Jeremy says, I cannot wait to listen to that episode later. Was that the end of Sexy Voice Andrea? Yes. Kabooby Rich says, we got to hear the voicemail message that the Zaniacs left for you. Go eat a big black dick, Eric. Yes. Legendary moment. It's all there.
Go eat a big black dick, Eric, because you know you want to.
All right, so that's what John, how he describes his show. You just heard him. And it was crazy there because he's like, you know, I'm never on. I want to be on. And I'm like, well, you're on. Just quit fucking worrying about it and do your thing. What's the big deal? I don't understand. Here, we're connecting. You're being a goddamn bitch about this. And then the fact that he's trying to tell me that this is not a discriminatory, racist show. Like yesterday, the one thing I did hear, he was going on and on about having a problem with men, as he puts it, in women's locker rooms. All right. Now, John thinks that a transgender guy, I mean, a transgender woman, so born a guy and becomes a woman, he's got this caveman mentality that it's not okay for the transgender woman to go into a child's and adult's locker room. So, and they always sound really hateful, you know. Now, for me, I think that is a great thing. When a person who was born a man and has become a woman wanders into the women's locker room and actually, you know, rips the Band-Aid off. You know, isn't really even subtle about taking off their clothes. I want the man, born a man, has now become a woman, to walk into the women's locker room and say, all right, get ready for this, and take their pants off and get changed right in the middle of the room. And I mean, at whatever stage of transition they may be in, they might be taking various medicines that make the penis and testicles smaller, or they may have fully committed to the surgery. This is all excellent. You need to teach young people and moms and grandmas that this is the way of the world. Jeremy said those people just want trans people to try on their clothes in the middle of the store so they can look at genitals in public. Yeah, I don't know about that. John says, you are correct. I have a caveman mentality of protecting actual women. Well, it's not protecting. If I'm a woman and there is a person in there that was born a dude and is becoming a woman and says, "Hey, let's look at my shriveled dick." I gotta see that. I'm like, yes, yes, look at that thing. So, in the kids, I mean, that would be so fantastic. John is under the impression that these women and the children don't want to see transgender penis, but it's up to them. If these women want to see transgender penis, we got to allow them that. And that's why I'm glad that we have that opportunity. Tofus says no child was ever molested in a locker room, Penn State, cough, cough. Well, yeah, that does happen. I tell you what I'm going to do. The second I get done with this podcast, I'm going through and figuring out how to unblock John on Twitch so that we can get his input on these issues, because we need that type of tension. You know, I mean, he's polite. You heard him. He is a polite soul. He says the women doesn't want men in their safe spaces. Well, look, I know better than to speak for women. All right. So maybe they do, maybe they don't. Tofus says he isn't blocked now. I can see that he's posting. I can see his bigoted shit. John does not think that that is bigoted. You heard it. He thinks that that is funny. Chris K says, "Oh, Molly, you have missed a morning already." Now, Molly might not be aware, relatively new audience member. I have brought in to the show a talent who I talked to on the air here via the phone. And he's outstanding. And you're going to have to go back and listen to him. He's from my past. And he was brought in via the phone. Tofus says, "John is a homophobe and a transphobe." Yeah, I don't know. I don't know about that. I let you all make your decisions based on what I'm telling you, what you see, what you hear. If you make that decision, I stand by whatever you decide. All right. Yesterday I was, I'm in this weird spot where I am apprehensive and concerned about my physical health. As you know, I finally said, all right, that's it. I'm going to start running again. And boy, am I taking it easy. But yesterday was a day when I increased the distance that I'm actually running and the duration. So what started out as 2 miles, jog, run for 1 minute, walk for 1 minute. Now I'm jog running for a minute 10, walk for 50. It's a big deal. That 10 seconds longer, oh, fuck. When you're old, that type of change doesn't seem like much, but goddamn, it feels like a lot. And I also increased the overall distance that I'm running by 10%. So what was 2 miles is now 2.2 miles, three times a week. Monday is in the books. I got some great words of encouragement from Chris, because what I thought was the end of my running days because of arthritis in my knees. It might not be the case. A little bit of it might have to do with my weight on the knees. A little bit might have to do with my metabolism. A little bit might have to do with the food that I had been taking in and my overall decreasing my activity. But here we are, 3 weeks in, and no worse for wear. If I can even get to a point where I can run a 5K without stopping, I'm going to be so damn happy. Rebecca says, "Nice job, EZ. Let's make a deal. You do the running for me, and I'll do the heavy lifting for you." Yeah, you're a powerhouse. I'd like to lift too, if I wasn't so damn busy doing all these shows, which, by the way, today is our 100th episode of Who Are These Broadcasters. Some would say that it never would have lasted. John there, he was an absolute hater. And he probably still is. But I started doing the show with Christian Blatt 2 years ago. And John was the one who said it won't last 3 weeks. I don't know why he seems to think that I don't have the chops to be as strong of a broadcaster as he is. But we've managed. And our 100th episode is today. I posted about it too. We've got a full show today. I've pulled out some old material of Christian that I'm going to roast him on a Who Are These Podcast style roast, and he's going to do the same for me. He found his own audio to rip on me and video. And I sent him the audio from WPHS. There you go. There's the promotion for it. Today, July 1, 2 p.m. Eastern, EZ and Christian Blatt celebrate 100 episodes of Who Are These Broadcasters, which is anywhere between 93 and 97 more than anyone ever expected them to do. They'll share videos from past contributors and friends of the show, and they'll showcase some cringy clips of the other. Plus, Dank DeMoss was interviewed on something called Vlad TV. We've got bears and a special surprise mystery guest. And the mystery guest is, I don't even know if I'm supposed to say this. But if you're a fan of Who Are These Podcasters, you will be like, what? We've got a big guest that I am sworn to secrecy about. 2 p.m. Eastern Time. In order to see this live, you can watch for free. You go to Who Are These Podcasts on YouTube. So basically, if you click right here on the Facebook link, you'll see live in 2 hours, notify me. You click on that. Chris has already thrown $5 at us for the show. We basically get tips. They're called super chats or super tips. Carl gets the ad revenue from the show. And then we divide the tips. It's just another way that I am able to do my thing. Chris says, is that show today? Yes. Bob says, is your guest E-Rock? Bigger, way bigger. Cole says, stuttering John. I'm not saying a word. Jeremy says, WATB is not big enough for John. They get Opie. All right. For folks that are watching on Facebook and YouTube, like John, I'm going to kick you out. So, John, you're not going to be able to, I guess you're blocked. I'll unblock you. I don't know how the fuck that happened. One of the staff here must have done that. You obviously did something. Tophus cannot stand you already. He says, bye, John, you're a fucking idiot. I'm going to kick you out, folks, on Facebook and on YouTube. If you want the rest of the show, go to twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live. You can also sign up on my separate platform, patreon.com/Eric Zane, for more content every single day. You can sign up for 7 days free when you put in a payment form. At the end of the 7 days, it'll charge you accordingly unless you cancel. So that's up to you. If you want to email me, you can find me. Send an email, eric@ericzaneshow.com, on the Shoreliners Striping email box, email inbox. That sounded weird. Inbox, Eric@ericzaneshow.com. The Shoreliner striping inbox is what I meant to say. All right. Twitch and Facebook brought to you by Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. I was racing this weekend at Berlin Raceway. Tickets are $15 up until 11:59 p.m. Friday. After that, they go to 20. Parking is free. 15 and under free. BerlinRaceway.com. You can bring in a 12 by 18 cooler with all of your soft drinks and or any snacks. No alcohol, no booze. Tophus says, well, John is a lying piece of shit. Not only did EZ staff his shitty show, but he also is the reason that John has an audience. Chris says, it's too bad Tophus wasn't here for the great I don't know that word. Schism? Rhymes with jism? And the Zaniac Exodus. Tophus says, yeah, I'm kind of sad about that. Oh, that was fucking hairy. Ridiculous. So glad it happened, though. God, those people were ugly motherfuckers.